Bible study, understanding Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Introduction. Many people today quote Romans 10, 9 and say, all you have to do is confess and believe and you are saved. But when you read Romans in the right context, you will see that Paul was not giving a salvation plan in Romans 10. He was writing to people who were already born again, and he was speaking about the unbelieving Jews. First, Romans is written to saints. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 7, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. So the entire letter is written to people already saved. Everything Paul says from chapters 1 to 10 must be understood with that foundation. Number 1. The Roman church was already saved, born again. Paul was not evangelizing sinners in Romans. He was instructing believers who already obeyed the gospel. Romans chapter 1. Paul speaks to believers. Paul tells you who he's talking to. To all who are in Rome, called to be saints. Romans 1 and 7. These are not sinners, they are the church. Romans chapter 6, they were already baptized in Jesus' name. Paul reminds them what happened at their baptism. All of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried with him through baptism. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 4. This is baptism in Jesus' name, the same way the apostles baptized in Acts. Paul is not telling them how to be saved. He's reminding them what they already did. Romans chapter 8, they already had the Holy Ghost. Paul says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Romans 8 and 9. Then he talks to them as people who already have the Spirit, meaning they were Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-baptized believers. So Romans 1 through 8 shows that the Roman believers were saints, baptized, Holy Ghost-filled. They had already obeyed Acts 2:38 long before Paul wrote to them. Number 2, Romans chapters 9 through 11 is about Israel's unbelief, not a salvation plan for sinners. Chapters 9, 10, and 11 form one long discussion about Israel rejecting the Messiah. Romans chapter 9, Paul's heart for Israel. Paul begins by grieving over Israel's unbelief. I have great sorrow for my brethren, the Israelites. Romans chapter 9, verses 2 through 4. Here Paul is not talking to sinners. He's talking about the Jews who rejected Jesus. Romans chapter 10, what Israel needed to do. This is the chapter people misuse. When Paul says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9. He is explaining what the Jews would have to do just to come to faith in Jesus. Why? Because Israel rejected him. Paul is showing that if they believed in Jesus, if they confessed him, then that belief would lead them toward full obedience to the gospel, repentance, baptism, and receiving the Holy Ghost. Romans 10 is describing the first step Israel refused to take, faith in Jesus. It is not describing the final step of salvation. Romans 11, the door is still open for Israel. Paul says Israel can still be saved if they do not continue in unbelief. Romans 11, 23. Again, belief is where they must start. Obedience is what would follow. So Romans 9 to 11 is all about Israel, not a salvation formula for the world. Conclusion, Romans 10 and 9 is not Paul giving a simple, repeat after me salvation plan. It is Paul expressing what Israel must do to even begin turning toward the Messiah they rejected. The Roman church was already saved. Romans 1 and 7, saints, Romans 6, verses 3 through 4, baptized, Romans 8 and 9, filled with the Spirit. So Romans 10 is not addressed to lost sinners telling them how to be saved. It is addressed to the church, explaining why Israel remained unsaved and what Israel would need to do to start their path to salvation. The complete plan of salvation is still the same as it was in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Romans never replaces Acts 2 and 38. Romans confirms it.